All righty, we continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The Edmonton Oilers try to stave off elimination tonight. If they fail to do so, well, then the Florida Panthers will hoist the Stanley Cup for the second year in a row in their home building. Let's go out to the guest line right now and welcome in the very talented Eddie Olczyk, who, of course, will be on the call tonight. NHL on TNT and TNT's coverage of the Stanley Cup final has been absolutely sensational. Edzo, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
I've been all right, Zach. We're gaining our air miles here with this trip between South Florida and Edmonton, Alberta. But it's been great theater. For the most part, every game has been super competitive. I know we've had a couple of games get out of hand, so to speak. But it's been great to be a part of, and we're looking forward to obviously a huge game tonight in the Stanley Cup. Anytime the Stanley Cup's in the building, we're on the verge of something pretty special. So regardless if it's tonight or Game 7 back in Edmonton on Friday, we're expecting a really good game, and I would expect a pushback from Edmonton. They did get off to a good start in Game 5, Zach, back in Edmonton, but I just think that the quick turnaround, I touched on that early in the series, that I thought that could be a pivotal time where, you played on a Thursday night down here for Game 4 in South Florida, and then you traveled on that Friday, and then you played at 6 o'clock local time, so it was a quick turnaround for both teams, and, in Florida, pretty much took control of the game. I thought Edmonton just did not have their legs. I thought that the quick turnaround affected them just with their skating legs way more than Florida, and that's why the Panthers have a chance to win the Stanley Cup tonight at home.
Do you think it's the right call tonight to go back to Skinner for the Oilers?
Yeah, 100%. Pickard came in, did what you wanted him to do in Game 4 when they were down. They weren't down 3-0 because of the goaltender. I mean, Stuart Skinner didn't get much help, and a lot of the players, and particularly Leon Draisaitl, made mention this morning that they didn't do their job. Stuart Skinner did, and they just it was one of those periods, and I think it was a good move by Chris Knobloch, the head coach of the Oilers, to take Skinner out and try to change the momentum, and he did, and they won the game, and all of a sudden it's the best of three. So Pickard, I didn't like a couple of the goals that he gave up in that Game 5 loss, and Skinner's had a good playoff, and he's played in these type of games. I remember last year being down 3-0 and got him to a Game 7 and eventually lost right here in South Florida. So I do agree with it. I mean, we talked about it in our broadcast, myself, Kenny Albert, Brian Boucher, late in the Game 5 in Edmonton, and I think both Bouch and I agreed that Skinner would get the call. He does, and now he gets an opportunity. So I think for Edmonton, Zach, they'd love to get the lead in the first period. They've been chasing, and it's so tough to play in this league, let alone when you're falling behind. And even though you have the best player in the world right now in Connor McDavid, and some may argue the second best player in Leon Draisaitl, it's just tough to chase the game. So they're looking to be even or ahead after the first period. And if they do, they feel like they can give themselves a chance to get to a Game 7 on Friday.
Talking to Eddie Olczyk, I was asked before this series, and full disclosure, I picked the Panthers. But people asked me, if you were to make the case what's different with this Oilers team this year compared to last year, the two reasons I gave a lot of people was I thought Skinner was playing at a better level, and also they had the home ice. What has surprised you more, that the goalie has still been a conversation, or that Edmonton wasn't able to protect home ice this go around so far?
I mean, I would say both. I mean, I think there was still a question mark, even though Skinner looked like he had gone to another level, could he keep it up there at that level? I mean, you go back to round one, against LA. I mean, if you're a fan of the LA Kings or the Toronto Maple Leafs right now, you're probably just shaking your head, considering that both of those teams at different points in the playoffs had the Edmonton Oilers, that being the LA Kings, and the Toronto Maple Leafs, that being the Florida Panthers, had them up 2-0 in their series that they were playing against them. And they were up in Game 3, and they had both teams over a barrel and were not able to win that Game 3, and the tide just turned in both series. So, you know, Pickard came in against LA and he did a hell of a job. And, you know, he won, what, six games in a row. And then he got hurt. And then Skinner comes in and, you know, and he does what he needs to do. So it's the ultimate team game. But I think for Edmonton, I mean, you know, every team is banged up. There is no doubt. You got guys banged up on Florida. You got guys that are banged up on Edmonton. I mean, no Zach Hyman really, really, really is shown in this series. Ryan Nugent Hopkins, I give the guy a lot of credit. I mean, he's finding a way to play. Thought he had a very good game four, but he is banged up as well. And when you do go to Draisaitl and McDavid on the same line, Zach, you're really going top heavy because you don't have Hyman anymore. And Nugent Hopkins is, you know, he's lucky if he's 50%, if he's that. So it's a interesting dilemma Chris Knobloch, the coach of the Oilers, decides to load up or he keeps them apart. And, you know, all it takes is that one shift to kind of change the tide and what have you. But I think for Edmonton, the home ice to me, it did matter to me. I think Florida is, you know, I mean, they're on a roll. They got, what, 10 road wins now, I believe, in these playoffs.
They could win on Mars, let's be real, right?
Yeah. To me, it really didn't matter. And then as far as the goaltending aspect of it, if you're doing the check marks there, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt going to this final. I mean, Sergei Bobrovsky would get that check mark. But give Skinner credit. He's bounced back when needed over the course of the last couple of years. He's battle-tested and battle-ready, and we'll see if he can put a performance on tonight in Game 6.
I'm not giving you a biz take here and talking about the no state income tax, but I thought it should have been illegal that the Panthers, Edzo, were able to acquire Brad Marchand because that team is the best team in hockey. I don't care what the standings said right at the deadline. And to get a player like Marchand was just stupid good. Six goals in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think most people would have thought that Bennett would have won the Conn Smythe if the Panthers would have won. Is it starting to feel as if this is going to be Marchand's to lose if the Panthers end up hoisting the Stanley Cup tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think I know there's a lot there, but I'll comment on the Marchand MVP. I think if he has a monster game tonight or in Game 7, he might have an outside chance. So I think Sam Bennett I know he's the wagering favorite. I know that. You know, if he gets another goal here in Game 6 or Game 7 and ends up with 16 or 17 goals, I think it would be really hard not to have him be the Conn Smythe Trophy for the MVP of the playoffs. It's not the final, which I believe at some point here, I would like to see, and I know the NBA has a little bit different than the NHL, but I'd like to see a finals MVP, Zach. And you want to call it the Wayne Gretzky Award? I'm all for it. I would. You know what? I might even bring that up during the broadcast tonight for the hell of it.
You know what? Make sure that you say that you were talking with Zach Gelb while you say that on the broadcast, all right?
I will try to get that in. Then you have your playoff MVP because it could be two different players and it could be the same player. So for me right now, it's Sam Bennett. But if Marchand happens to have, you know, a couple of large games, then I think, you know, no pun intended, all bets are off on who ends up being the MVP. But I think if Florida wins it, I think it's going to be Bennett. And if Edmonton somehow comes back and finds a way, it's going to be one of two guys. And, you know, Leon Draisaitl's already got two OTGWGs, overtime game-winning goals in the Stanley Cup final. And if you think Edmonton's going to get back in it, there's a pretty good chance that McDavid and Draisaitl are going to be right in the middle of it for the Oilers.
You know, it's an interesting idea that you brought up because last year, right, McDavid won the Conn Smythe. And if they would have had a finals just MVP, it probably would have gone to Bobrovsky.
Right.
So
100%.
I think that maybe you see that 2 years in a row, maybe Edzo could get some momentum behind that change.
Well, I will try. I mean, usually when I put my ideas in a suggestion box, I think the bottom of the box is open, and mine never really ever get to see the day of light. But I think it'd be interesting. You know, it's almost that argument too in a regular season, Zach. We've talked about this over the last handful of years. It's okay. Well, you have the Norris Trophy given to the best defenseman. And a lot of it is points and offensive driven, but, you know, a lot of awards are. I mean, you can make the argument for, you know, MVP of the National Football League. But I think, you know, I'd like to see us expand. I'd like to, you know, the best defensive defenseman. Now, it could end up being the same guy. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that for the playoffs, for sure, I'd love to see another award. And, I mean, who better to have a, you know, award named after him when it comes to, you know, Stanley Cup final play and you know, the legendary Wayne Gretzky, you know, my teammate here at TNT. So we'll see. You know, maybe I'll cross, I'll put that on somebody's desk and see if I get anybody. And look, I would imagine, and I'm sure that it's, you know, it's been probably chatted about a few hundred times, but really never got any legs. But I think it would be, I think it'd be great for the game. I think it'd be, you know, a lot of positivity, obviously, if you can hang it on, you know, the greatest player's, you know, name, if indeed that's the path the NHL eventually gets to at some point.
Eddie, I'll end you on McDavid, right? Recently, we've seen great players in sports and that quest to win a championship. Aaron Judge just lost in the World Series last year. Right. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson have had some heartbreaking playoff defeats. We all know he's the best player on the planet, but if he loses back-to-back years in the Stanley Cup final, what do you think the conversation is around McDavid?
Well, I mean, he's still the best player in the world, and, you know, people are going to, you know, when you're hearing conversations of, you know, top 10 all-time already and all these kind of things. I mean, look how long it took Raymond Bourque to, you know, win a Stanley Cup. Eventually, it was 21, 22 years. He left Boston, ended up in Colorado, and won a Stanley Cup. I understand where people will, you know, question. You do got to win. I mean, you do. Yeah. And I think it's just a matter of time for Connor McDavid. I mean, they've, you know, they're here, and obviously a very large reason why is because of himself. But that's just, it. Like you said, there are great players that have played in many sports and have never gotten the opportunity to get to the top of the mountain, and obviously can't get any closer than last year. And then here he is, you know, in the Oilers now back and playing the same team. And here they're in a must-win situation in Game 6. So at some point he's going to win. Now, whether it's in Edmonton or not moving forward, I mean, who knows? His contract's up after next year. You know, will he stay in Edmonton? Will he eventually leave? I mean, that's for another conversation. But I get it. But he's still, you know, right now there's no doubt he is the best player in the world. And we'll see how it all plays out, you know, going into and post Game 6, and we'll see if we have a Game 7 back in Edmonton on Friday.
You brought it up, and Liam McHugh was on with us last week, and he said something similar about his future, and I never really thought, just because of Crosby and Ovechkin and how great they are and how they've always stayed, McDavid leaving Edmonton, but there's 1 year left on the contract. What do you think the percentages are that he's going to sign a long-term extension there again?
Yeah, I would not even want to try to speculate. I mean, you know, until he signed, this conversation was about with Austin Matthews, you know, a couple of years ago when he was, which is really hard to believe that he was an unrestricted free agent at 26. I still can't believe that he even hit unrestricted free agency at 26. But again, that's for another conversation. It'd be really interesting. Like, if you just assume, because Leon Draisaitl signed his, you know, his 8-year extension last year, I believe, and, you know, and he's going to be there for, you know, you would assume the duration of that, you know, you would assume that McDavid would do the same thing. But until somebody signs on a dotted line and you know, the salary cap is going up. So if you're Connor McDavid, and I'm just thinking about, you know, the contractual part of this, Zach, is if he thinks or his team feels like, okay, you know, the salary cap is going up and a max contract in the NHL with a hard salary cap, he's probably going to get in that 19-ish range, which is the max of the salary cap, 19 to 20 million. He sits there and goes, okay, well, 3 or 4 years from now, that might be the cap, you know, might be 25 million for the highest paid player. So, you know, why sign an 8-year deal at 20 million a year where maybe I can sign a 4-year deal for 20 million. And then once I get to that fifth year, and if he likes it there, then he can go and make 25 million. So I think it's just, you know, I mean, the guy doesn't have to bet himself because it doesn't matter what happens. If he stays in Edmonton, where he's going to get the max. I mean, we know that. He will be the only player that gets the max, at least right now, the way the cap is going up and whatever, to be in that $19 to $20 million range. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. And I know everybody's eyes will be on Edmonton starting after July 1st because that's when they can sign him. And we'll see. He holds the cards.
Well, everyone's
if he wants to play it out, Zach, he will. If he doesn't, you know, I would assume he would sign very quickly. The only thing I will say is I believe, and I kind of alluded to it, I believe is if he does sign, I think it'll be a shorter-term deal than a, you know, a max deal as far as term. Money-wise, he's going to get the max, like I said, $19, $20 million. That's already, I mean, that's a done deal. It's like, okay, this is as much as we can give you. This is what you're going to get. But I would look to the amount of years that it ends up being for, and then we can have another conversation after that.
Well, everyone's eyes are going to be on the Panthers and the Oilers tonight in Game 6, and they'll be watching on the NHL on TNT. That, of course, is Eddie Olczyk, who will be on the call. Edzo, really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Okay, Zach, be well.